It's hard enough to describe the synergy between the idea of a soul and the material world. Talk of eternity is even more difficult. How does a person gain the whole world and lose his soul? And how does a soul die? Is the soul the phantom me which floats off to heaven, or is it inextricably who we always are? These are huge questions. It's so much easier to limit soul to a category of music. But oddly, I'm with Da Vinci in one respect. The soul is indeed an intricate part of God's grand design in our humanity. It's what it means to be made in God's image and likeness. But the soul, which some believe to be stronger than death itself, is never immune from the limitations, myths and meanings in our physical world. It can pollute behavior or elevate us to better ways of being human. Meshed in a coil of intuitions, instincts, emotions and values by which we live, the soul lives in the material world, but should never be defined by it. When it does, it dies.